We're joined now by Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff. The Saints win 49-37 over Seymour. But Kelsey, the big story of the night was Melcher Dallas has a new scoring champion. We knew she'd get it. Addie Wadley blew by former Saints great Beth Mathis, and I'm old enough to remember who she is. But just another check mark off of Addie's accomplishments during her great career.
Yeah, last night we knew, it could happen or, should happen. And so just to kind of watch that game progress and, each basket, each shot that she took, we just knew, if it went in, she was just getting closer, or, just that suspense of when she would either tie that record or break it. And, she's a warrior in the sense of that she wants to win too. So, I could only imagine how you have both of those on your mind, but, she is just, like you said, one of the best. And, to watch her make that shot there, it was actually kind of exciting. It was a 3-pointer at the end of the third quarter. She was double teamed, as everybody, is at the end of the quarter. That's who's going to have the ball in her hands is Addie. And so, a couple girls set screens for her, but the Seymour girls came up on her and she turned around and shot. Most people would say she threw it up, but that's who Addie is. She just shoots and it went in and the buzzer went off, and it was pretty amazing for us that knew, and most of Melcher Dallas crowd knew kind of when that was coming, and especially its coaching staff, her dad on the coaching staff, to witness that and to finally have her break that record and just to be a part of it was really great.
Yeah, I know she's not a kid that likes or really even wants to call attention to herself, but I've been talking to her about it, and she's been taking it in stride, I guess. But, it's got to feel an accomplishment to her and maybe a little bit of relief now that all this is over. Now she can just, play ball and, help the team, get towards goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, she is not one for that attention or, to brag or to just make it, known. She's just all around great girl. And, but like you said, it is, I think, a weight off her shoulder, just so she can just kind of get back in that natural groove. And also as a team, we can just continue to move forward and focus on our team goals. It's amazing that she accomplished her own personal goal. And, all the girls were so excited for her. And, the ones that have been with her these last 4 years really understand. Some of those young girls don't quite get it, but to get that off her back and just to get it done and we can continue to move forward. But so super proud of her.
Let's talk about the game. A 12-point win, not real surprising. Seymour usually makes it difficult for anybody to beat them. What were the ebbs and flows of the game and some of the key points for your girls?
Well, obviously it was Addie, especially getting her 20 plus points. We talked about that all season. The next is Kesley Reed. Holy cow. She had 14 points and almost another double double with 9 rebounds, but her stepping up into, like I said, that post presence, with Gabby out has been phenomenal. Us having someone else that can score double digit points is huge. And I think that's something that definitely helped us pass Seymour, just because of our rotation is kind of different now without Gabby. Once again, one of my guards, Maddie DeYoung, she got hurt there in the second quarter. She just can't catch a break. She rolled her ankle. So having to move people around, having Kesley Reed there. And once again, Kiana Jackson, her leadership, her seniority experience, even though she doesn't score a lot of points, if you watch these games, you would see how her defense, how her just presence on the court helps us win. Like you said, Seymour's never easy, especially down there. They're tough girls, and so to battle through all that stuff, besides just the hype of everything else, to come out with a win out down there was huge.
You bring up defense, and I talked to you after Tuesday night's game, the big win over ACA, about probably the best defensive effort we've seen in a while. Kiana especially, Maddie, everybody just almost locked down ACA for most of the time. I mean, their big gun, the quick girl, got to what was close to her points, but really nobody else was really a factor in that game.
Yeah, to see that defense on Tuesday was amazing. You know, I stuck straight up man-to-man defense. I put Maddie DeYoung on Katie Quick, and I said, that's your girl the whole night. Of course, she's going to score, you know, so that's, but we didn't let her, you know, get out of her average of her points. The other girls locked down too. We did a lot of help defense, you know, giving Kesley down low, Danny Infield, Ashlyn Metz, you know, just teaching them at a young age to go straight up, and just how much that makes a difference when you're just going straight up. It makes the other girls think if they could shoot over you, or just how much if they adjust their shots. And, you know, yeah, Kiana Jackson, and just being out there too with her presence of stepping in passing lanes, just getting her fingertips on the ball to knock it away so maybe someone else can go get it, or you know, make the other team throw a bad pass. But yeah, to look back on Tuesday night, and like I told you there after the game, I told them at the beginning of the game, it's going to be defense and our defensive effort that wins this game.
Talking to Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach on KNIA, Carol on KNIA Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. We've brought up Kesley Reed a couple of times, and you know, it's too bad that Gabby Overgaard has, you know, the injury, and doesn't look like she'll be back this year. But you talk about next girl up. This is what Kesley Reed is doing right now.
Oh, absolutely. She's starting to figure out the, you know, the flow of the games, or even just what she's capable of doing. She's learning how to read the defense. You know, a lot of, like, with her youth and everything, some of the teams just don't quite know how to, I don't think, handle her. But so she's taking advantage of that. Even last night, just seeing her get that inside position and getting some offensive rebounds, and just knowing she has that ball and she can just go right back up for an easy bucket under the hoop. The other good thing is she's left-handed, so you know, a lot of post players aren't known to be left-handed, and maybe some of the girls in the conference, not teams we play against, hasn't caught on to that quite yet, which is great. But she gets up at the high post there at the elbow, and she has one, two dribbles hard to the rim, and she can just lay up for a layup.
Deceptively quick would be a good way to describe her, maybe.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, today you've got to step out of the conference against Kolo-Nesco. This has been a pretty good series for you. It's been kind of a back-and-forth series. What do you know about the Royals as you go in for kind of a quick turnaround game?
Yeah, they're always tough. You know, we battled back and forth, I think, the last few years that we've been playing them. But and they play in a tough conference. I know they only have one win, but we definitely can't look past that. So just kind of, you know, like you said, stepping out of the conference, but still just keeping our groove going. You know, just going out there, just making sure we're still keeping up on our skills, on our plans of actions, you know, and not kind of not getting out of the loop. Because we do have a couple of tough conference games still coming up that we need to get. So just staying focused and doing what we need to do to keep progressing.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
That's Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach. We're back after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA.